Watcher, and a big welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. It's early days yet, I know, but I'm pleased with this week's playlist, and I'm sure you're going to find lots to enjoy. Unless I change it at the last mo, that is. Definitely starting with a Monk compo.
Thank you.
Tough Tenors to start us off this week. The long-lasting and very popular pairing of tenor men Johnny Griffin and Eddie Lockjaw Davis. And that was on a Jazzland LP. Jazzland being a subsidiary of Riverside, you may well remember. And the LP is called Looking at Monk, all Thelonious Monk compos, as you'd expect. Recorded Feb 61 with Junior Mance piano, Larry Gales bass and Ben Riley drums. That was the fifth album that the two tenor men made together as co-leaders. We heard In Walked Bud. Let's have the vibes. Riverside LP, this time entitled Got That Feeling, recorded in New York 63. It's billed as the Johnny Little Trio, but Milt Hinton is added on bass to make it a quartet. The trio was Johnny's then regular band. Johnny vibes, of course, Milt Harris Hammond B3, Pepe Hinnart drums. We heard a Johnny Little original, Big John Grady, after a friend of Johnny's. And it had more than a passing reference to our theme song, Miles Davis's Milestones. But that's certainly a fine groove for us. Here's this week's Sonorama album. Thank you. And again, previously unreleased material from Sonorama. They really are to be congratulated on finding so much unreleased stuff. And it's not outtakes or rehearsals, it's the real thing. This is a fabulous album, all of this quality. We heard Sister Sadie, a Horace Silver compo. The leader is the so-called clarinet bird, Rolf Kuhn. And it's from a June 62 recording session in Hamburg, Germany. Rolf had been invited to record for free at the NDR studios in Hamburg on 3 days a month. The results were then broadcast on the radio, but never released on vinyl until 2014. What's that? 52 years later. It's called, appropriately, Stop Time. Kuhn clarinet, as we know, Klaus Dollinger tenor, Infried Hoffmann, Hammond B3, Hermann Schoendewald, bass, C's C, drums. We'll stay in Germany for this Ellington-related big band number. And more congratulations to our friends in Germany. This is the WDR Big Band of Cologne. And it's all of, as they call it here in the title, rediscovered Ellington. Either rarely heard or even totally unheard Ellington songs that they've somehow managed to unearth. I chose I Must Be Mad, a song Ellington wrote with the lyricist Patricia Petrimont. And it's an Ellington song I've never heard before. The arrangers of all this wonderful music play the leading roles here. Gary Dial, piano, Dick Oates on tenor. There are another 17 excellent musos in the band who I rudely won't name check. And it's all under the control of Rich DeRosa, the conductor, who also helped out on the arrangement of that song. And this 2017 CD also includes a photo of that famous Ellington statue in New York, 110th Street and 5th Avenue, the northeast corner of Central Park in Harlem. Here's a song we love. From my own experience, it's impossible to walk through Berkeley Square in the West End without thinking of that famous Nightingale singing. This version was recorded in Gothenburg, Göteborg, in Sweden for Swedish radio, 95-96. The local boy, Ulf Vakenius on guitar, acoustic guitar, Lars Janssen piano, Lars Danielsson bass, and Raymond Carlson drums. Beautiful. Enough said. Time for a vocal. It's sung by Abby Lincoln, who also wrote the song, music and lyrics.
Music is the magic of a secret world. Secret world of a secret world. The music is the magic of a secret world. It's a world that is always within. The music is the magic of a hiding place. The music is the magic of a hiding place. It's a place where the spirit is home. The music is the magic of a secret world. It's a world that is always within. The music is the magic through the raging storm. Raging storm. Raging storm. The music is the magic through the raging storm. It's a storm that is over again. Music is the magic of a secret world. The music is the magic of a secret world. It's a world that is always
world. The music is the magic of a secret world.
An uncompromising vocal by Abby Lincoln. If you know of her and her music, that's no surprise. A strong lady who wasn't frightened of making her opinions known. And that song was The Music is the Magic. It was recorded in New York City, Feb 92, and she's supported by Stanley Turrentine, tenor, Rodney Kendrick, piano, Marcus McLaurin, bass, Grady Tate, drums, and the Staple Singers. That's Pops, Mavis and Cleotha Staple. The lineup varies from track to track on this Verve CD. It's called Devil's Got Your Tongue. Here's another of our fave songs, Lil Darling. Hefty's Lil Darling, as we haven't perhaps heard it before. Unrecognisable from the classic Count Basie version of 57, certainly. That was a totally impromptu recording. The Musos were in the Clown's Pocket studio in Kent, Feb 2007, backing a Trudy Kerr vocal album. that went so well that it was finished by lunchtime on the second of the two-day session. So there was an empty and paid-for studio. The musos were both warmed up and at home in the surroundings, and within 3 hours they'd recorded this Jazz Is It album called Snapshot. Derek Nash is the leader on tenor, Jan Lundgren piano, Jeff Gascoigne bass and the ever-cheerful Steve Brown drums. Job well done, guys. Here's Lisa Hilton and her own song, Meltdown. Recorded August 2017 at the Capitol Studios, Hollywood. Lisa Hilton, pianist and leader, and that was her own compo, Meltdown. And it was a trio setting, as is most of this album, Escapism. Greg August, appropriately, on bass, Rudy Royston drums, but with a small and significant contribution from J.D. Allen, tenor, and Terrell Stafford, trumpet, on half of the songs on the album. As well as Meltdown, there's also a song called Too Hot. Well, August in LA, I suppose, or July in the UK this year. A spiritual next. It's called Spiritual.
Thank you.
Big apologies for fading that out early. It's a long, long track. It's bassist Charlie Hayden and the Liberation Music Orchestra, a Blue Note album recorded in April 1990 in New York. Carla Bley conducted the orchestra. Apart from Charlie Hayden on bass, I'll just mention a handful of the other musos: Dewey Redman, Joe Lovano, Branford Marsalis, Ken McIntyre, and the Oakland Youth Chorus. That song, Spiritual, was a Charlie Hayden original and dedicated to Martin Luther King, Medgar Evers, and Malcolm X. We heard a song about Bud Powell earlier. Here's one written by him, Oblivion. Guitarist Chris Bergson on a Juniper CD called Blues for Some Friends of Mine, with just Neil Minor bass and Greg Bandy drums. That was the Bud Powell song Oblivion. Here's a second Neil Hefti compo for this week, and another from that famous Atomic Mr. Basie LP. And again, it's as you may not have heard it played before. Thank you. Cute by Neil Hefti, Cecil, or probably Cecil Brooks III, the drummer and leader, on this July 2000 Pittsburgh recorded Savant album called Double Exposure. The rest of the band is, well, just Gene Ludwig on the Hammond B3. It's been a popular instrument this week. A diversion coming up. Short one, though. Yes, short and sweet. Winter Marsalis with the English Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Raymond Leppard. It was Largo from Telemann's Concerto in D Major for three trumpets, recorded in London, in St Barnabas Church, in fact. Yes, for three trumpets, but it was impossible to coordinate the diaries of the other trumpeters with the orchestra. So, in the end, Winton played all three parts. Definitely a diversion. But here's Benny Goldson to get us back on track and close this week's show. This is an amazing lineup. Goldson tenor, Kenny Dorham trumpet, J.J. Johnson trombone, Winton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, Max Roach drums. Recorded December 57. I've chosen Gigi Grice's song, Hymn to the Orient. Thank you. As always, I really hope you've enjoyed this week's selections, enough certainly to rejoin me, Mike Wynn, again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care, be well.